It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Mix 93 WKMJ, we are so excited. The Huskies are headed to the national tournament for the first time in 34 years. Coach Pearson in our studio for the Mel Pearson Show, coming off a weekend where they won on Friday night to get into the WCHA tournament championship game, lost to number one Minnesota State by a score of 5-2 after beating Bowling Green 5-2, and a good weekend overall by Michigan Tech, just a tough third period in that championship game, but the Huskies are ready to move on and a chance now to make a run for the national championship. Good morning, Coach, and congratulations on a pretty darn good weekend for the Huskies down at Xcel Energy Center.
Well, good morning, Dirk. Good to be with you, and you'll have to excuse my voice and whatnot. I'm still fighting this cold, so anyway, now, you know, a little disappointing, I guess. You know, the mood was not great, after the loss and even into Sunday morning, but overall, I thought we did a lot of really good things. Like you said, I thought we played five real good periods, and then we just ran into some penalty problems. We had five penalties in the third period on Saturday in the championship game, you know, and it's hard to beat anybody, let alone Minnesota State, when you're in the box that much. Having said that, there's a lot of things going on in that game, and we'll talk about it a little bit as far as, you know, some of the goal reviews. And I watched it again last night, and I think they got the second goal wrong. So we can talk about goal against. But overall, a lot of really good things about our team. You find out a lot about your team in situations like this when there's, you know, a lot of pressure playing on a neutral site, just like you would be in the NCAA tournament, which we will experience. So I thought it was a good test for our guys, and I really liked how we took the test. So we didn't get 100%, but we probably got about 90%, which is still pretty good grade, but we're shooting for that 100%.
I mean, it would be great, obviously very good that we played such a good team going into the tournament, which I think you're alluding to.
Well, no question. I mean, you find out, you know, the build-up and the pressure and the talk, and then going head-to-head, standing across from a real good team and finding a way to beat them, and can you play with them? And we should come out of that game with some confidence, even though we didn't win the game. We did a lot of really good things.
Well, absolutely. And the Huskies end up losing by a score of 5-2 after leading 2-1 going into that third period. And we'll break down the goals and everything coming up in a little bit later. But I just wanted your thoughts, Coach, on the field of 16 teams for the NCAA tournament.
Great, great field. You know, you look through the field, and, you know, I think this year it's as wide open as I can remember it. You know, you got some of your teams that have been around usually in the tournament quite a bit, with North Dakota and Boston College, Miami of Ohio. So you got some familiar faces there, but, you know, you got a few teams like Harvard and, Yale hasn't been in that much. You know, ourselves that, some new kids on the block a little bit that are playing some pretty good hockey. So it's going to be an exciting tournament.
Are you? We have to ask you to comment on, you know, Michigan not getting in now for three straight years, and just the feeling overall down in Ann Arbor about that.
Well, you know, I'm sure they're disappointed. I mean, I watched that game last night actually when I got back, and that's how crazy I am. So, anyway, I watched the game, and they could have, should have won that game and played extremely well, and they've got a real good team. It's just too bad that. It's your whole body of work, and there's probably one or two losses that they can look back on. And having said that, I know they'll bounce back, and it's unfortunate because I obviously would like to see them do well.
All right. Well, let's go to Friday night's Friday afternoon's game, actually, between the Huskies and Bowling Green State University. And, you know, I was nervous going into this game. I feel we obviously are the better team on paper, and we played them well up here. But the fact that they had beaten us already, and they seemed to match up against us so well, it was one of those games where I didn't know how the matchup was going to be. But before we get to the game, I just want to say that I think we look like the better team right from the drop of the puck, I thought, anyway.
Well, excuse me, Dirk, but we were ready to go. You know, I thought our guys were real dialed in, real focused on the game. excited to play in that venue in that type of environment. And I thought we did a real good job. But when you break the teams down, you know, if you go through it, I mean, they mirror our team quite a bit as far as their depth in their forwards go. Their defense are, you know, good, mobile, younger, but good. And their goalies played pretty well this year. So I think maybe if we had one advantage on paper, it was in net.
Yep. Well, let's go to the game. They score first, and it was McLean getting the goal, giving the Bowling Green Falcons a 1-0 lead. Baltus trying to get away from a back check, sends it over. Patan catching up to it, to the front of the net. Deep rebound there, but no Husky able to find it, and it comes back out to center ice. Off the line, Mercier making a move to the net. He'll pass it in front. They score. What a play. Mercier on the back door. It was a tap-in pass, Phillips, and after the Huskies nearly put it in, a goal by Mitchell McLean, his 10th of the season, gives Bowling Green a 1-0 lead.
Boy, we really had a good chance right before that, didn't we, Coach? And then it comes back the other way.
Well, you've been around hockey long enough, and that's what usually happens. You'll see at one end, the team gets a glorious scoring opportunity and doesn't finish, and all of a sudden is coming back into the other end, and they score. And that's a nice play on their team. I didn't like our coverage or our back pressure there, but having said that, I like how we responded to the goal.
Well, we did, and we get the tying goal. It was Reed Sturrows with the redirection.
As the Falcons win the faceoff, they get it back to the point, dumped right back inside of the corner, and it's worked around now for the Huskies. Here's a race for the puck now as Sturrows will go down inside of the zone, gets there first, avoids a hit, drops it down low for Pietila. Pietila trying to maintain possession and does, sends it back over for Mark Ock. His shot, deep in the corner!
Reed Sturrows getting the goal. Mark Ock and Blake Pietila get the assist. How good was Mark Ock from the blue line this weekend?
Well, he was outstanding, and you can see, you know, we're starting to see glimpses of Mark Ock, what he can do offensively, and that's the reason we recruited him, you know, for his offensive abilities and his instincts. He's one of the best we've had in a while on the blue line at getting shots through. You know, his mobility, his agility, his deception, and that's what you need. So many shots are being blocked now, so you need guys who can have that agility on the blue line, get to a lane and be able to get a shot through, and is a, you know, important goal for us. I mean, you know, less than 2 minutes later, we get that bounce back goal. Good play by Reed Sturrows. We talked about getting traffic in front of the net, and as we'll see as we go on here, we generated some offense from our blue line in this game, which is really important.
Is it just me, or what is his? I don't know how closely you pay attention to or you track ice time for players, but he seems to be out there all the time, and maybe because when he is out there, he usually has the puck on his stick.
Yeah, well, he's one of those guys, the puck finds him, so you're right. You know, some defensemen, you won't even know they played in the game.
Right.
You just never notice them. They don't make mistakes. You know, they just underhandle the puck. They hardly have it, where Mark Ock is probably the opposite, and like you mentioned, he has the puck a lot. The puck comes to him, and he likes to hold on to it. You know, he likes to hold on to it, sometimes too much, sometimes too much. We're working on that part of the game, but he wants the puck, Dirk. He wants the puck, and you want players in games like this who want the puck, whether you're a defenseman or forward, because some of them maybe, they're not sure if they want it, but Mark Ock wants the puck. He wants to be a difference maker in the game, and we appreciate that as coaches.
Tyler Hanerton, who has had the hot hand for the Michigan Tech hockey team, continued on Friday with his first goal of the game. David Johnstone and Cliff Watson get the assist. This gave the Huskies a 2-1 lead in the first period.
Turnover by the Falcons to the front of the net. Oh, Neville was too far below the goal line to get that shot on goal. It goes back to the point for Watson. Watson will shoot it. Bouncing puck, loose puck, there, score!
We talked to Tyler before the game after that game and asked him, you know, he really showed his instincts, not just firing the puck on net, but taking it and waiting the goaltender down, who was kind of already down, I guess, but making sure he had the empty net.
Well, yeah, and again, the play started. We were able to retrieve a puck in their zone, work it from down low in the offensive zone to the blue line. Shot on goal, doesn't quite get through, hit something, and Tyler was at the net, and he picked up the loose puck. And you're right, most people would have just shot that rebound right away, probably right into the goalie. Mm-hmm. But Tyler's a goal scorer, and that's the difference. He has the poise and patience. He held on to the puck, took a step wide, opened up the net for himself and scored a big goal, a good big goal for us in the game.
Did you feel the first period against Bowling Green, Coach, was very even as far as opportunities? The shots were very even, 10-9 in favor of us.
Yeah, shots were even, attempts were even. I thought it was a pretty even period, as I did the second period. We really didn't –